I want someone to call up and try to argue against the Detroit Red Wings as being the best franchise professional sports. They're playing another big game tonight. What else is new? That's all they've done for 20 years is play big games. We'll take your calls shortly. But delighted to be joined by Pro Scout now with the Detroit Red Wings, a former wing and saw some pretty good days in Motor City, Kirk Maltby. Kirk, I did not say that just because you're on the line, okay? I want to make that clear.
That's fair enough, but thanks for having me. Anyways, it's always nice to hear some good vibes about the Red Wings.
Let's talk about that generally before we get into the Sharks and Game 7, what it means, Kirk. You had some great memories and moments in Detroit. I mean, talk to us a little bit about what it means to put on the jersey of the Detroit Red Wings.
Well, I mean, from day one, getting traded there from Edmonton, I remember just the culture and the mindset and the expectations that there was to wear the winged wheel. And and I'm not taking anything away from Edmonton. I mean, they had some great years in Edmonton in the 80s. But when I got there was when the expectations with the teams that Detroit had put together was to win a Stanley Cup. And when it didn't happen, it was pretty much doom and gloom within the organization and the city of Detroit. So, everyone takes a lot of pride. And I think since I've been there, at least, so many guys that have come through, whether high-profile players or, muckers like myself, everyone has checked their egos at the door and everyone has just, took the role that they've been handed for our team and ran with it. And I think that's a big reason why we've been able to have a lot of success.
Well, you mentioned several words there, Kirk, that really tie into what I was talking about. Culture and mindset are two. I'm a big fan of the word mindset, because mindset really is just the way you operate, your modus operandi, the way you conduct your business and affairs. And in my mind, the Detroit Red Wings, to me, and I've been around a lot of hockey games and a lot of hockey teams, and I've been to 8 or 9 Stanley Cup finals and covered them, but the way the Detroit Red Wings walk into the building is different, Kirk. I can't even describe that. I mean, do you guys practice that? Do you guys like go walking and the way you walk into the ring?
Yeah, we're the first team with a walking coach. he rooms with the goalie coach on the road. And they, we just, we have a pride, a sense of pride. It's not cockiness or anything like that. And I think, we hold our heads high. And I think as a professional athlete, you should anyways. You're doing something that you're loved and you should feel very privileged and honored. But, for here in Detroit, I mean, knowing that when you make the team coming out of camp or whatever it may be, that – you legitimately have a shot at winning a Stanley Cup that year. And, so I think, everyone's just excited and proud and ready to get the season on the go when they start game one.
Kirk Maltby is with us, 4-time Stanley Cup champion as a player, Pro Scout with the Detroit Red Wings, part of that great organization, joining us online this morning. I'm Roger Lajoie for Jeff Blair on the Jeff Blair Show here on Sportsnet Radio, The Fan 590. We'll open up the phone lines. Email box is open throughout the course of the show, roger@fan590.com. Roger@fan590.com. That's my email. Follow me on Twitter @TheRog590. And our question comment for you today, the Detroit Red Wings. Is there a better organization in sports right now, in professional sports, than the Detroit Red Wings? It's going to be pretty hard to argue against that one. I'll trot out some numbers in a moment. All right, Kirk, let's get to the present. And you talked about expectations, and the expectations in Detroit are phenomenal. One thing that I always, always think is a perfect illustration of this team, and correct me if I'm wrong, the Red Wings have come back down 3-0, one of the few teams to get to a Game 7. Only a handful of teams have done it. Everybody talks about all the pressure on the Sharks and everything else. But bottom line, Kirk, is if the Red Wings don't win tonight, and again, correct me if I'm wrong, they're going to be bloody disappointed.
Oh, absolutely. And it's not going to be just because they lost a game tonight. I think it's going to be partially because of putting ourselves in the position of being down 3-0. But that's the playoffs, and every game, especially in those first three games, they were all extremely close and one goal games, and they could have went either way. But you got to find a way to win them. But it doesn't matter if you lose, Game 7 of the Stanley Cup Finals, the second round, or fourth game of the first round. I mean, when you lose, it's never fun. It's you never want your season to end on that note, and especially here. So, for the guys to do what they've done so far and to go all the way back to San Jose for Game 7, they've got their bags packed for I think 9 days, hoping that they win, and because they're going to scoot up to Vancouver right after hopefully winning the game. So You know, they're prepared, and they're going in with the mindset that they're going to win, but anything less than a win will be very disappointing.
Yeah, and that's why the organization has won as much as it has. I got to ask you about Nick Lidstrom in terms of his ranking among the all-time greats, because really that's the only question left to ask about him, really, when you think about it, Kirk.
Yeah, I mean, you know, every player is special, especially at that position. There's been so many great ones that have played throughout the lifespan of the NHL. And, I mean, Nick is just, you know, someone the other day asked me of why Nick won't share the Fountain of Youth. And I think between him and Chelly, they're the only two guys that know it because, you know, they've played it in not just into their 40s, but they play at such a great level. And they just love the game. And Nick is phenomenal, and hopefully we can get him to come back at least for another year or two, because when he does decide to hang him up, it's going to be a huge. It's not going to be a hole that you can fill with one or two players. It's going to by committee, and you know, he's going to deserve to be up in the rafters in the hall, and he's definitely one of the best that has ever played.
Without question. So what's turned this series around in your mind, Kirk? I mean, you're still with the organization, pro scout. Yeah. So, I mean, you know, you not only do you watch the Red Wings, but even more so, you watch other teams. It had been really just eerie, the way things had gone against the Wings, against San Jose the last 2 years. They'd lost 7 out of 8 playoff games, all 7 by one goal, and down 0-3 in this series. So what turned around?
You know, I don't know. It's you know, we win game, you know, a game here to go back to San Jose, and you know, last year we did the same thing pretty much, and you know, we lost game 5. Whereas as this year, you know, after the first 2 periods in game 5, we didn't deserve to win that game, but and then they came out first minute of the third period and they scored a goal and made it you know, a 2-goal lead, I believe. So but I think that was kind of a wake-up call. We still had a whole period to go, and 2 goals, especially in this day and age with the way the game is played, is not something that you can't come back from. And the guys, there's a lot of heart and desire in there, a lot of leadership, and obviously skill. So the guys just came out and kept plugging away, and they never said die. And I think after game 5, coming back here, you know, San Jose, I'm not saying we're in San Jose's head, but I mean, like any team, I don't think you want to risk a game 7. And I think we kind of did to them in game 6 what they did to us in the first 2 periods of game 5. And it was nerve-wracking because it was such a tight game, and then they got that early goal. But I don't know. You know, it's like you said, every game could go either way. It's you know, I have a feeling tonight's going to be, you know, whoever blinks first is going to lose. And, you know, the goaltending has been great on both ends, and both teams have players that can explode at any time. So it's going to be a lot of fun, and I'm excited to watch.
Kirk Maupe with his pro scout of the Red Wings and former NHLer, of course. Roger Lajoie for Jeff Blair. 416-870-0590, 1-888-666-0590. *590, our phone numbers, and the email box for this show today is roger@fan590.com. Drop us a line, get on the lines, and we will talk about the great sports franchises of all time. We're certainly talking about one tonight as the Red Wings get ready for Game 7. Kirk, final question, we'll let you go. Everybody talks throughout the course of the regular season, seeding and everything, because you want home ice advantage for a 7th game. Yet a lot of people, athletes I've talked to, said if there's one game where home ice advantage is really overrated or doesn't matter, is a game 7. I mean, you played in this league for such a long time. How important is home ice tonight or any time in the 7th game of a series?
Well, it's always nice. I think anybody would be lying if they said, well, if you have a chance to play one game, we want to play it in your home rink or on the road. And I think everyone would love to be able to have the opportunity to play it in your home rink. But at the same time, I agree. We proved it against Pittsburgh a couple years ago in the finals. I mean, I think a lot of people would never have bet against us losing game 7 at the Joe, but in the Stanley Cup finals. And yet we did. It was a great game. But I think, you know, at this point of the series, no matter who's playing, whatever teams are playing and where the game is played, I think it's kind of a wash. Obviously, it's going to be a loud atmosphere there, and they're in there. You know, they get to sleep in their own beds and whatnot, which, you know, at the end of the day, it's one game. Everyone knows what's on the line, and I don't think really there's a huge advantage either way. So, you know, hopefully the guys just go out and play a good, solid road game, and for some reason we've been better probably on the road this year for the most part than we were at home. So, Hopefully that's our advantage, and time will tell. But like I said, I think it's going to be a great hockey game tonight. I think the first period is going to be kind of a physical affair, and I think each side is going to want to set the tone. So we'll see what happens, and for my sake, hopefully the Wings come out on top.